Universal City man will spend 60 years in federal prison for sexual exploitation of children. Texas border business. U.S. Attorney's Office, Western District of Texas. San Antonio. A Universal City man was sentenced in a federal court in San Antonio to 720 months in prison for three charges related to sexual exploitation of children. According to court documents, Christopher Lee Costano, 44, accessed and transferred child sexual abuse material, CSAM, to and from external devices using his employer's computer system while at a facility in San Antonio. The employer contacted the FBI in August 2022, after having discovered that Costano possessed files with names associated with child pornography on four removable devices since January 2022. On August 3, 2022, an employee observed the files as Costano connected the external devices to the employer's computers. A federal search warrant led to the search of Costano's work area and his devices, and an investigation revealed CSAM produced by Costano between 2015 and 2018 when the female child victim in the images was 11 to 14 years old. FBI personnel also located multiple CSAM images and videos depicting another minor female produced around 2016 when that victim was between the ages of 5 and 26 months old. A graphic CSAM video of Costano's was produced using his cell phone on July 21, 2018, depicting the second child victim when she was just over 2 years old. Costano has remained in federal custody since his arrest on August 10, 2022. He was indicted for 13 counts on September 7, 2022 and pleaded guilty to 3 counts on October 12, 2023. In addition to his 60-year prison sentence, Costano was also ordered to pay restitution to two child victims in the amount of $50,000 each and another $5,000 each to five additional victims who were identified through the investigation. Unless he lives well into his hundreds, this child predator is rightfully going to serve what is essentially a life sentence for the heinous crimes he has committed against at least half a dozen children, said Acting U.S. Attorney Margaret Leachman for the Western District of Texas. I thank Costano's employer for reporting his actions to our partners at the FBI, who helped us achieve this just sentence. While this does not erase what the child victims endured, we hope that they find some solace in the fact that Costano is no longer a threat to anyone. Costano heinously abused some of the most vulnerable among us. This sentence properly reflects the seriousness of his crimes and will hopefully provide some semblance of justice for his victims. The FBI is committed to protecting our children and relentlessly pursuing those who would cause them harm, said Special Agent in Charge Aaron Tapp for the FBI's San Antonio field office. We want to thank the U.S. Attorney's Office for their partnership and dedication to this important mission. The FBI investigated the case. Assistant U.S. Attorney Tracy Thompson prosecuted the case. This case was brought as part of Project Safe Childhood, a nationwide initiative to combat the growing epidemic of child sexual exploitation and abuse launched in May 2006 by the Department of Justice. Led by U.S. attorneys' offices and CEOs, Project Safe Childhood marshals federal, state, and local resources to better locate, apprehend, and prosecute individuals who exploit children via the Internet, as well as to identify and rescue victims. For more information about Project Safe Childhood, please visit www.justice.gov/psc.